Shalom to all. Today's after Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Lamed Ches, and we're starting Lamed Zayin Amud Beis about four lines up from the bottom with the words from Chananya Amar Kumi Rabbanan B'Shem Rabbi Yudan and the Vilna Sura Daf. It's all the way at the end of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. And today's after sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Biyakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're in the middle of explaining Shitas Rabbi Yochanan regarding Machshava of Shaloi Lishma. The Mishnah had taught that if a Karan Pesach was Shechted Shaloi Lishma, it's Pasul. The Gemara asked, what about if the Shechita was Lishma, but his Machshava during the Shechita was to do the Zrika Shaloi Lishma? What's the din? Rabbi Yochanan said Pasul. Rabbi Shalakish said Kasher, and we had two explanations so far for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said it's similar to Pigel. Just like if during Shechita the Kohen had a Machshava of Pigel, which is to do the Zrika tomorrow, and that's Pasul, so too if his Machshava was Shaloi Lishma, that's also Pasul. Now Rabbi Yosef said differently, because the Machshava of the Zrika is going to be Shaloi Lishma is viewed as if it took place during the Shechita, making it the Shechita itself was like a double Machshava, Lishma Vishaloi Lishma, which the Mishnah already said is Pasul. Now a question was asked on this, because according to this, if the Shechita was done La'eichlav, meaning he had shechted it with intention that it's for people who could eat it, but he also had the machshava to do the zrika shalai la'eichlav for people who are not able to eat it, it should be kosher. And the problem is that we have a member b'shem Rabbi Yochanan that it's pasul. So now the Gemara tells us that Chananya Amar Kumi Rav Mana b'shem Rav Yudan, and here's going to be an answer for this question. And Memela, we're going to come with another understanding. Rabbi Yochanan, the time with Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning is kol she'ilu yavei la'isu avayda. If when the person comes to this avayda itself, vein mechashiv la, and he has an improper thought during that avayda, which would pasul that avayda because of this thought, ein mechashiv ma'avayda acharis la. That's the proper Girsa. That also is going to apostle it, even if he has that thought in another avayda. For example, lamed chasam alpha on top, and pay attention to a number of girsa changes we're going to have over here. Ilu shachtu lishmai vizarak dama shaloi lishmai. If he shachted it lishma, and he also did the zrikas dam shaloi lishma, shema enai pasul. Wouldn't you say it's pasul? Of course it's pasul. So mela shachtu lishmai lizrak dama shaloi lishmai pasul. If he shachted it lishma with intention, he's going to do zrikas dam shaloi lishma. That's also pasul. Now ilu shachtu lishmai. Let's say shachted it lishma lekabel dama shaloi lishmai. With intention, he's going to do Kabbalah Sadam Shaloi Lishma, meaning Shaloi Lishum Bailim. He's going to change the Bailim. Shema Ein Kosher, is it not Kosher? And why would it not be Kosher? Because with Bishas Kabbalah Mechashev, who, even if he does have that intention, Bishas Kabbalah, when he does the Kabbalah Sadam, he has an intention for Shinoi Bailim. Is that going to apostle it? It's not going to apostle it. We said yesterday that a Machshav of Shinoi Bailim only apostles by the Zrika, not by the Kabbalah. And therefore, we see from here that Hare Kol She'ilu Yavei La'isu Avayda Ve'ein Mechashev La, that even if when he comes to this Avayda, he has a bad intention, but that's not going to apostle it. Also, Einei Mechashim Avayda Acheres La, it's not going to apostle from a different Avayda to it. And so here we have really our third understanding, in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that according to this, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan apostles a Machshava that he's going to do Zrikas Hadam Shaloi Lishma, even though the Machshava was had during the Shechita, that's because if he did have that Machshava by Zrikas Dam apostles, so even having that Machshava earlier by the Shechita is going to apostle. However, now the Gemara asks, Ilu Shachtu Bizmanai, if he shechted it in its proper time, Lahakter Emruim Lamach, with intention that he's going to bring the Emruim tomorrow. Shema Einai Pigel? Would you say that it's not Pigel? Why should it be Pigel? Ubishas Aktara Einai Mechashev. If he had this thought at the time of the Aktara, it's not going to apostle. Meaning, if when he's being Makter the Emruim, he has a thought that he wants to bring them tomorrow, that's not going to apostle it. But we know that if he has the thought during Shechita that he's going to bring the Emruim tomorrow, it does apostle it because of Pigel. And this clearly seems to me, not like we just explained Rabbi Yochanan. And again, the reason why this is a problem is because, Harei Kol She'ilu Yavei La'isa Avayda, Ve'einai Mechashev La, if we came to that avodah itself, and this thought that he had is not going to apostle it. So in mechashim avodah acheres la, it's not going to apostle from a different avodah to this one. As there's a question, there are no understanding Rabbi Yochanan. So Armalehi responded to him, "Loi tesiveni pigol al psol. Don't ask me a question from pigol onto a different psol, a psol of machshava such as shaloi lishma." The Ma'ar Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael said, "Min train milin loy dami machshavas pigol machshavas psol." That there's two reasons why pigol is different than psol. We had these reasons yesterday, and therefore don't ask from pigol onto psol. Then we have two svaras and sheets of Rabbi Yochanan that we're dealing with. Again, remember, the case that we're discussing is where during Shechitas Karan Pesach, that was done Lishma, but he had an intention that the Zrika is going to be done Shaloi Lishma. According to Rabbi Yosa, that's because we, so to speak, borrow this Machshava that he intended to have by the Zrika, and we treat it as if he had that Machshava by the Shechita, turning the Shechita into something that was Machshava Lishma and Shaloi Lishma and Apostles. And Rav Chanina said differently, that we're not borrowing, we're not copy and pasting, we just simply say that if he actually would have had that Machshava by the Zrika, it would Pasul, so having the Machshava now also Pasuls. And we know that's true. Having a Machshava of Shaloi Lishma by Zrika Pasuls, therefore, having that Machshava, that when he does the Zrika, it's going to be Shaloi Lishma, so already now, it's Pasul, even though he didn't yet have that intention. So the question is the Gemara, what's a practical nafkamina in between these two different understandings? So Rav Shmuel bar Avudama, Chilufin b'shari mais hashana. What about if the Karan Pesach was switched throughout the rest of the year? Meaning, he designated his Karan Pesach before Pesach, and obviously it can't be brought as a Karan Pesach before Pesach, but it could be brought as a carbon shlamim, the only thing that has to be done is an akira. We have to uproot its status as a carbon pesach and transfer it, meaning the intention has to be that it's being shechted for a carbon shlamim, not the stam das is that he's shechting it for a pesach. And that's what the nafkamin is going to be. The shechtu l'shmoi lizrik dama shaloi l'shmoi b'shari mais hashana, if he had shechted it l'shma, meaning he shechted it with intention that it's going to be a carbon pesach, but the intention also was that he's going to do zrikas adam shaloi l'shma. And again, this is b'shari mais hashana. This is shechting what's intended to be the carbon pesach, not during pesach. So al-dati Rabbi Yochanan kosher, al-dati Rabbi Shimon Lakish pasul. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this is kosher. According to Rish Lakish, this is pasul. And this is all in shitas Rabbi Yosa. Because again, we had said that according to Rabbi Yosa, we view this intention that he wanted to have later on as if he had it now. That means that when he shechted this carbon pesach, even though he intended that it's going to be a carbon pesach, he also had intention of psul that he's going to do zrikas adam shalai l'shma, that pasuls it, which means it's not a kosher carbon pesach, and in Mela, it could be considered a carbon shlamim, so it would be a valid carbon. However, according to Rav Hananya's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, it would be considered a pasul carbon. That's because, even though you're right, if this carbon was shechted erev Pesach, intending for it to be a carbon pesach, it would be pasul because he had a machshava that he's going to do the zrika shalai l'shma. Since we're talking about shechting a number of days before Pesach, it's not considered a full akira, uprooting of its status of a carbon pesach, and then it would not be considered a shlamim. And we continue discussing this idea of transferring carbon pesach to be a carbon shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Al da olil Abba bar Abba, that's a proper girsa. It's about this that Abba bar Abba, who's the father of Shmuel, he asked the following question. The Inun Armin, they say, how do we know the carbon pesach could be changed to be a carbon shlamim? That even though it was designated as a carbon pesach, if it was shechted beforehand, it could be changed to be a shlamim. And that's because Hamalim, the pasach says, if his carbon is from the tzoin, which literally means from the flock, and he's bringing it as a zevach shlamim, what do we learn from here? Kol shehu min atzoin bashlamim. Any carbon that's being brought from tzoin could end up being a shlamim. And we know the carbon pesach is from tzoin, and therefore it could be transferred to be a shlamim. However, Sevan asked the following question, hare oila min atzoin, we know the carbon oila could be brought from tzoin, and we know the carbon oila is not able to become a shlamim. And the answer is, lama chasam beis on top of that, no, davar she'inoi ba ela min atzoin, it's only a carbon that can only be from tzoin, that could be transferred to be a shlamim, and since the carbon pesach could only be from tzoin, so that could be a shlamim, yatzos oila, that excludes oila, she ba afil min abakar, the cattle could also be a oila, and therefore can't be transferred to be a shlamim. However, Sevan, they continued asking, hare asham, what about a carbon asham? It could only be tzoin, and it can't become a shlamim. So Amar Vomar Kahana, he answers that when the pasuk says, min hatzoin, what do we learn from here? Dover haba mikol hatzoin. That's only a carbon that could be from any type of tzoin, sheep and goats. Yatza asham, she'enei ba elameno elim belvad. That excludes a carbon asham, that even though it could only come from tzoin, it's only allowed to come from one specific type of tzoin, which is elim, rams, and therefore we're not talking about asham, as opposed to carbon pesach, which it could be from both sheep and goats, all different types of tzoin, therefore it could become a shlamim. Ask the Gemara, how could we say this? That's the proper girsa. In all places, we always say the word min is meant to be a miyot, a limitation, whereas v'chachat amar min l'rabbis. Over here is saying the word min is coming to be an inclusion, that min hatzoin means it has to be able to come from all sheep. So it seems to be an inclusion. That's definitely not the usual way we understand the word min. So Amar of Mun, Herman explains differently that the word min over here actually is a miyot. Miutai she'enoi ba, the miyot is that it's only allowed to come from the following, and pay attention to the girsa change, ben shtei shanim miutai she'enoi ba nekeva. The carbon pesach is not allowed to be an animal that's 2 years old, and it can't be a female, but still, it could come from kol hatzoin, it could be either from sheep or goats, and therefore we're able to have this limud. So based off this drasha, we continue in asking. Hasevon, they ask as follows. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, v'min hatzoin karbonim min hakvasim oimene izim la'ayla. If his carbon is going to come from the tzoin, from kvasim or from izim, for a carbon ayla, so over here we're talking about a carbon ayla, me'ata, now based off this previous drasha, we should say that ma'isra pesach ba'ayla, that the pesach itself could be transferred to be carbon ayla, not just that a carbon pesach could become a shlamim, like we just explained previously. Based off of this, a carbon pesach should also be able to become a carbon oila. So Rav Bani answers that mishanin davar shu la'achila b'davar shu la'achila v'ein mishanin davar shu la'achila b'davar she'eino la'achila. We can change from something that's able to be eaten to something else that's able to be eaten, and we can't change from something that's able to be eaten to something that's not able to be eaten. Carbon pesach is eaten, and carbon shlamim is eaten, so a pesach could become a shlamim. Whereas a carbon oila is not eaten, so we can't change a pesach to be an oila. Now Rav Yisrael Bun, he answers differently. Mishanin kachim kalim l'shem kachim kalim v'ein mishanin kachim kalim l'shem kachim kachim. We could change two carbonos if they both have the status of kachim kalim, namely carbon pesach and shlamim are both kachim kalim, and we can't change a kachim kalim to be kachim kachim. Carbon pesach, which is kachim kalim, can't be changed to be an oila, which is kachim kachim. Now we continue discussing this. Rabbi Yochanan Rechon says, "Al da alil Reb Chanina." That's proper girsa. Is because the following Reb Chanina had a question. Da aton amrin, you say, "Ein a pesach mishtanel shem shlamim elam kein shachtel shem shlamim." That the carbon pesach can only change to be a shlamim if it was shechted with intention that this carbon pesach is a shlamim. Bavani, I say afilu shem oila, even if it was shechted to be an oila. Namely, he had the carbon pesach, he shechted with intention that it's supposed to be an oila. Now we know it can't become an oila, as we just said before, but nonetheless, what does this accomplish? It's oikarit, it uproots it from its status of a carbon pesach, so now we can continue bringing it to be a shlomim. That's what I say should be able to be done. Now, where does this come from? Amar Abba Rula says, Tamid Rabbi Yechon, Rechon Svar comes from the following. The pasuk says, Vim Minatzon Karbana Lezevach Shlomim. Now, really, the word Zevach is extra. It could just say, Vim Minatzon Karbana Leshlomim. Why this extra word Zevach? So it tells us, Kol Shu Zevach Bashlomim. As long as it's shechted for a carbon, so it could become a Shlomim. In other words, as long as he shechted this animal that was supposed to be a carbon pesach with an intention for it to be some sort of other carbon, even an oila, so now it has its status of pesach uprooted, and now it could be brought as a Shlomim. And that's where Rabbi Yechon gets it from. Now, we continue discussing this, namely, shechted a carbon pesach with the intention that it should be an oila. So the question is as follows: Mishtana machshava is psol. Let's say he changes and he has a pasal machshava. Hey chavid, house is done. Meaning, what are we referring to? So shechted l'shem oila al menas lezik damay lemachar. He shechted it that it's going to be an oila, but the intention was that he's going to do zrikas adam tomorrow, which is a machshava of pigol. Now we call makan pasal who. Now either trade's pasal because shechting carbon pesach for an oila is pasal. That doesn't work. The question is in tam mishtana machshava is pasal. If you want to say that it does change to machshava is pasal, which means that even when he shechts it to be an oila, it could be considered a shlomim, so then pigol, he would also be oyer for pigol, because now that's considered a kosher carbon, due to the fact that a pesach could become a shlomim, that means that for all intents and purposes, he shechted a carbon shlomim with the thought of pigol, so he's chai for pigol. Whereas in tamar in a mishtana machshavas psol, if you want to say that it's not mishtana machshavas psol, because since his intention was that this is a carbon oila, and a pesach can't be an oila, so then pasol, the only thing the carbon is pasol, but it's not pigol, because one could only be chai of pigol. For carbon, which is 100% kosher, the only problem it has with it is that it's pigol. But over here, it has a different psol. It's a carbon pesach that he shechted to be an oila, so it's possible because of that, and then there's no psol of pigol. The Gemara continues discussing another aspect of this case, which again, we're discussing this carbon pesach that's being shechted not in relation to pesach. And let's say he had the following thought. He shechted his carbon pesach the rest of the year, it's not for pesach, and he shechted with two intentions, lishmai and shaloi lishma. Is that considered an akira? Is that considered uprooting its status, its designation as a carbon pesach, and changing it to a shlomim, or no? So the Gemara Lamed Tes Amud Aleph on top tells us, and pay attention to a lot of gears, the changes that we're going to have over here. Rabban Bar Chiya says, b'shem Shmuel Bar Abba, mikivan sha'amar shaloi lishmai. Since he had intention shaloi lishmai, nasa kishoichet b'shtika v'shaloi lishmai v'u kosher. It's as if he shechted it quietly and shaloi lishma, and it's kosher. In other words, since he had this intention of shaloi lishma, we treat it as if he shechted it b'shtika, meaning he shechted it quietly. And when he does that, we assume his intention is for the carbon pesach, which is obviously not kosher. But then, when he had this intention of shaloi lishma afterwards, that's fantastic, because when we shech the carbon pesach shaloi lishma the rest of the year, that means his designation is being transferred to be a shlomim, and then memela, it is a valid carbon. Amar Lai, so he responded, Vin Kani, if that's really so, anywhere of more curious changes, then afilu shechtu lishmai lizrek dama shaloi lishmai, then we should say that even if he shechted it lishma with intention that the zrikas adam is going to be shaloi lishma, so v'yasa mishar rishayna kishechte lishmai v'shaloi lishmai v'yei kasher. Why don't we then say that we just view his shechita as if he did it lishma v'shaloi lishma, and the mela should be kasher? So Rav Amar, he answered by saying, man ar b'shtika kasher, who said that what we just said before is correct, that if he shechts it quietly at first and then afterwards he has the intention of shaloi lishma, then it's considered like a shaloi lishma trumping a lishma, and that's considered kasher. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe when he shechts it quietly, we assume that his intention is to dafka shecht it lishma, and then the follow-up of intention of shaloi lishma is not going to pasul it. It's not going to be able to change his designation from a karm pesach to a shlamim. In other words, Rav Abba Mar is asking, who says that what you're saying is true, that when he shechts it lishma v'shaloi lishma, it's as if he shechted it b'shtika v'shaloi lishma, and that it would be kosher. We're going to conclude here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel, continue to discuss another aspect of shechting the karm pesach with proper intentions and with improper intentions. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.